Series.
Hello, Hugo?
Yeah, hey, Fikin.
Hi, Hugo. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So the purpose of my call is because yesterday you clicked in your dashboard indicating that you wanted more information for Google Guarantee.
Uh-huh.
Did you do that on purpose or was that accidental?
No, I just wanted to know how it works.
Okay, cool. So have you ever seen the Google Guarantee section at the very top of the page?
No.
Okay, so when you do a search for certain services in certain areas, so if you're looking for electrician there in your area, at the very top of the page, there's a section called Google Guarantee that will populate at the top, and this is a pay-per-lead program that's at the very top of the page. Okay, so you pay per lead for this one, but it's only per qualified lead. Okay.
What do you mean in qualified leads? What do that mean?
So the leads are qualified. So if somebody calls you, let me start here. Have you ever tried anything like Angie's List, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, anything like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So what did you like about the program? Anything?
Not really.
Okay.
Yes, it's not that great because sometimes you get calls like just to give an estimate for, or sometimes you just get a call and say, "Oh, well, I just want to know.
I just want to see what color shoes you had on today." Yeah.
Yes.
Something not even valid, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes you just.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they call you and then they never answer back. You call them back and say, "Hey, just catch an appointment or something," then you never listen to.
Yeah.
You never hear from them anymore.
Right. Because it, like, wasn't a qualified lead, right?
What is a qualified?
They're not
lead?
Qualified. They have no quality. They don't want any service from you, right?
Okay.
Is that correct? Okay. Those leads, they did not want anything from you?
Well, sometimes they just want the information, how much it costs, you know.
Okay, but is it hard for you to give them the information when you haven't seen their problem or their situation?
Sometimes
does that make
it
hard? Because it's hard to give an estimate in that situation, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you had to call the person, right? You had to call and chase them down. And sometimes they did not even answer the phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So Google Guarantee is a section at the top of the page that lists electricians in the Google Guaranteed section. So when people go to Google and they're looking up, let's say, they're looking up relocating outlets and switches, or they're looking to upgrade a panel, or they need, you know, to install some light fixtures, and they go to Google, right? At the top of the page is the Google Guarantee section. So in this section, what they do is there's a list of guaranteed providers. So you have to meet certain qualifications, Hugo. Okay, in order to be a Google Guarantee provider. So, do you have the Texas State Electrical Contractor's License?
Yes.
And do you have general liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a Social Security number, not an EIN number, but a Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay, and can you pass a background check?
Yes.
Okay, so then you do pre-qualify to be a Google Guarantee provider. There's a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your company Google Guarantee approved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that process, the maximum amount of time that it would ever take for that process is 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually actually take that long, but that's what the terms and conditions state, so that's what I have to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Once your Google Guarantee approves, you will be listed in the Google Guarantee section on the first page of Google. This is in that very top section, okay?
Okay.
And when somebody clicks on your Google Guarantee section, you are not automatically charged, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're charged if the person requests a face-to-face appointment for you to give them estimate face-to-face. That's considered a qualified lead, okay?
Uh-huh.
Or if the person requests the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone. Google has all the calls recorded, so that way they know for authenticity purposes if it's a qualified lead or not. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what happens is when the person calls you, you are not automatically charged. So say somebody calls and they're asking for employment with your company. They want to work for you. Okay? That is mm-hmm. not considered a qualified lead. Okay?
Yeah.
If they're requesting a service that you don't provide, that is not considered a qualified lead.
Mm-hmm.
If they're requesting service outside of your service radius that you don't provide, that is not considered a qualified lead. So the only things that are considered qualified leads are those two instances. So if somebody requests estimate face-to-face and you give estimate face-to-face, or if they request estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead, okay?
Okay.
And they have all the calls being recorded for authenticity purposes because they want to make sure that you're actually getting qualified calls before they charge you for the lead, okay?
Mhm.
So the way that it works is you would pay the upfront cost of $250 to go ahead and get the complete Google Guarantee approval. And then from there, once your Google Guarantee approved, we would call you to set the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget is going to be for 13 leads per month. Your lead cost is $36 a lead, okay? It's going to require minimum monthly budget of $470, okay?
Okay.
So the way it works is you would pay.
Can you give me a second?
Yeah, take your time. Go ahead.
Right.
Sure, take your time.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I figured you had a client or something important, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take care of the stuff that's important that's in front of you, absolutely. So, I believe we were at the point where I was telling you how it was going to work, because Google actually has all the calls being recorded for authenticity purposes. Google wants to make sure that you're receiving quality calls coming directly to you. So you're not getting sales or solicitation, spam calls, robocalls. All those are considered unqualified. So when you ask about unqualified calls, it's for junk calls that are not actual people who are interested in your services.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, right?
Yes, and you said the price is $36?
$36 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of $470. Because Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads to begin or to have activation. So it's kind of like having an escrow account, how it's paid and then it's taken out of that account. So it works like this. If you choose to move forward, Hugo, the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee to go ahead and get your company as well as your self background check. Now, do you have any employees?
Yes.
Okay, and can your employees pass a background check, or are you the main person who goes out and does the estimate and gets everything set up for the account?
Yeah, I'm the main person.
You're the main? Then we would only put you on there then if you're the main person who goes to do it, right? Now, this is the thing, is you're only going to get calls for services that you actually provide. If somebody calls you and requests a service from you, Hugo, for things that you don't offer, meaning services that are not on your service profile, then you're not charged for those because those are not considered qualified leads. Okay?
Okay.
You're only charged for the two instances that Google considers a qualified lead. So you pay the $250 application fee and go ahead to get the Google Guarantee approval. You fill out the application, and then once your Google Guarantee approved, it may take 2 weeks, it may take 6 weeks. I have no way of knowing exactly how long it's going to take to get the approval. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then we go ahead and we reach out to you and we say, okay, Hugo, the Google Guarantee has approved your company as a Google Guarantee provider. So what Google does is Google actually, once your Google Guarantee verified, they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public. That's what the guarantee is, okay?
Okay.
And then what they're giving you is better qualified leads because they know everything that you have been through, along with all the other contractors, like how you guys had to deal with Angie's List or Thumbtack, and you had to take unqualified leads, and you had to pay no matter what. Google understands everything that you've been through with that. So they built this pay-per-lead service to trump those pay-per-lead services. So first and foremost, the leads are exclusive. They're only coming out to you because we only work with you on the first page of Google in this section. Additionally, the clients, they're reaching out to you directly. There's no middleman. We don't say, oh, this looks like a good lead for Hugo, so we're going to send it to him, and you're charged no matter what. The caller looks at the first page of Google, and they determine that they want to work with your company, Hugo, and then they go ahead and reach out to you directly. No middleman. Real client on the other end of the phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of advantages to the Google Guarantee program because if for any reason something happened on a job site or something, you know, the client was unhappy and you couldn't make it right, Google actually backs your work with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So they're guaranteeing your work to the general public. Now, when you have the Google Guarantee badge, this does set you apart from your competitors because you have an elite status directly with Google. But even more importantly than that, your clients know that you are the very best of the best because you're listed in that guaranteed section. So once you're listed there and you have that Google Guarantee badge, that goes with the company no matter what as a Google Guarantee provider. So what we do is once your Google Guarantee approved, then we go ahead and we contact you to say, okay, we're ready to turn the leads on now. Now, we will charge the $470 activation budget to begin turning on the leads, and the leads will begin coming into you at approximately 3 leads a week, okay? If you want to increase the lead flow, you can. All you have to do is call in and say that you want to increase the lead flow, or if you want to pause the flow for any reason. Say you're booked out and you know that you can't take on any more jobs for a couple of more weeks. Then you would go ahead and you would pause the account. So that way you don't have any leads coming in that you know you're not going to be able to take care of. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this, you are in complete control of the entire thing, meaning how the lead flow is, how quickly or how slowly the calls may come into you directly, you have complete control over that. And you're only paying per qualified lead. So if the program is left untouched as it's coming into you directly, meaning you pay the $470, the leads begin coming in, the cost of $36 will come off of that $470 budget, like an escrow account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when the lead is considered qualified, then you will be charged for the lead. If it's not a qualified lead, then you're not charged for the lead. Now, if a mistake happened, if a lead got through that was not considered qualified, what happens is you have access to the call recording, as do we, as does Google. You would simply let us know this is an unqualified call, and we would go ahead and dispute it directly with Google because that all comes to you directly through your Local Splash dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
How does the program sound to you so far, Hugo?
Well, it sounds, I would say, sounds good.
Okay. Do you have questions?
Not really.
Okay. Do you want to give it a shot?
I do, but okay. The main owner of the company, my wife, so I got to tell, and probably if you can give me a call back or I could talk to her and you can give her probably a call.
The main owner. Company. So is she the one who's on the paperwork?
Yes, she's the authorized signer.
Okay. Okay, so can she pass a background check?
Yes.
Does she have a social security number?
Yes.
Okay, and all the business documents are in her name?
Yes.
The business license?
Pretty much,
she has the electrician's license?
She got a contractor license on her name for the company, and I have a master license for her.
Oh, so smart. Wow,
yeah.
Very good. Okay. All right. So how do you think she's going to feel about it?
I think she's going to like it
okay.
Better than Angie Gates mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to let her know and then just probably just talk to her.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna say yes.
Yeah. Of course, she wants to understand the whole thing though for herself. Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. When can we talk with her?
Today. Well, I talked to her today in the afternoon, and then probably tomorrow or day after, you can give her a call.
Okay. Does she work a regular job, or what is her thing? Is this her main job, or is she?
No, she's doing the main right now. This is the main job for her. Yeah.
Okay.
She works for graphic design and stuff like that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, I just want to know, like, when is good to connect with her. So I'm here for from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, yeah, well, she's available the morning and the afternoon, but I just got to let her know that probably. I don't know if you want me to give her your number or you want me to give you her number.
It's up to you, whatever you think is going to work best. You know, because it's your wife.
Yeah, I can give you her number, and you just contact her tomorrow or after tomorrow.
After you have a chance to speak with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and about what time should I call her, do you think?
I feel like maybe 10 to 12.
Okay.
She's in the office most of the day, so.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure she has time to get her other work. I don't want to interrupt her if there's like a regular routine she has, you know?
Yeah, but in any case, you can leave a message. She probably contact you back or, you
okay.
know, so.
Perfect. What is her name?
Mila.
Mila?
Yes.
M-I-L-A?
Yes.
Ruiz?
Yes, I didn't know. No, well, she's Mila Luis. Luis.
Luis? Okay.
Yes,
and then L-U-I-Z?
S.
I-S. Okay. And then what is her phone number?
Give me a second. It's,
Two six two five. And I should call her tomorrow between 10 and 12 in the afternoon, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Then I will go ahead and put that in. And then after that, will I contact you back or how will it work?
You just talk to her and she will let you know.
Okay, perfect. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Bye now.
You too. Bye.